still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's another one, Stone Temple Pilots. That's going to be part of the Night of the Singing Dead there on Friday night over at CB Live up in North Scottsdale. Is that North Scottsdale or is that Phoenix technically? It's just Desert Ridge. I guess that's Scottsdale. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, it's North Scottsdale.
I think it's Scottsdale.
Desert Ridge is Phoenix.
That is Phoenix then.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Does it matter?
No, but I'm just, you know, semantics. Trying to figure out what's what. It's a street away. I don't know where it jumps.
It's the 101. It's off the 101.
It's off the 101.
That one exit.
Giant Mall.
You know the one.
CB Live. It's going to be fun. Friday night. Tickets at cblive.com.
Which, are you doing that song?
No, we're doing Dead and Bloated, I think, is that one. We're kind of keeping the theme alive where the songs are actually about, like, dead guys.
Okay.
Doing dead guy things. Not all of them, but, you know, here and there. The one I'm having most fun with, though, was just we haven't rehearsed it as a band yet, but just practicing it in the car is Black Number One, which is just hilarious. Because the more you hear that song, the more you realize it's just about hair dye. But it's just so ominous and dark and awful. And they're like, it's about a girl dyeing her hair black.
You have to slow it down a bit for that.
So good, though. Yeah, but it's very Halloween-y.
Yeah.
So it works out great. No, it's fun. So we're going to have a good time. Halloween party if you want to go Friday night. CB Live, that's where you go get your tickets. They got VIP package tables and all sorts of stuff. I didn't even know about
Should we wear costumes?
Like Brady's absolutely. Costume up. It's a Halloween party. The fun part is yesterday I'm talking to Matt and Joel over there at CB Live. And they're club owners. And they get worried about everything. So, of course, ticket sales are good, but you know, we're into this, so we're kind of worried that, you know, I mean, what can you expect for walk-up? How many people are you expecting for walk-up? I'm like, calm down. I mean, what do you need us to do as far as like have like this, you know, because the beverages, and I'm like, you're gonna sell beer. Oh, there's no overhead with beer. There's no overhead with that. Calm down.
Jeez,
we need to have like 30,000 people here, and we only hold like 800. I don't know how it's gonna work. And then he asked me this. He goes, how much did you commit to pay the rest of your band? I'm like, I didn't. He goes, what do you mean? And I'm like, I didn't commit.
Paying it all.
You did. You're paying. Well, how much are you paying the guys? I'm like, I'm not. You are. And then Joel's on the other line going, that's fair. That's fair. I'm like, I'm not paying them. You are. Oh, club owners. I love Joel and Matt with all my heart and soul. But when it comes down to, boy, are they a twitchy bunch. He's like, what comedy? I can tell you exactly how many people are going to walk up with. With this, I have no idea. I'm like, me neither. Isn't that the fun of it? Oh, I hate you, Holmberg. I'm like, all right.
What's going on with, I saw some stuff on social media about Joe's Grotto. Is it closing?
I heard that yesterday, that Joe's Grotto is closing, which is dreadfully sad.
Yeah, really?
Because Joe's Grotto is an institution in this city. And we used
no
to
one
play
will
there.
Take the torch?
Well, it's not Joe's Grotto without Joe. So if it is closing, I mean, tip of the cap. I want to do something to say goodbye to Joe's Grotto for sure, because we've done tons of shows up there. And, you know, frankly, it just got to the point where somebody was offering us more money. We don't do many shows, so it's a business. You know, it's a business first. It's a business. And it's true.
Oh, yeah. But if it's closing, I'll
But if it's closing, I'll say goodbye to it. I'm not even going to get paid. We'd do a freebie and we'd leave. Well, no, we wouldn't. But we'd do a very low dough show, as they call it. I'm not going to get all rehearsed up for that. But no, I'll go down and visit Joe and shake his head. But Joe's a great guy. And that I got that yesterday about 5 o'clock. Somebody texted me that. It was on Facebook. And I was very disappointed. That's a legendary place.
Yeah, I don't know when they're.
I don't know if Joe is
closing
like
date is. Or
I mean, man, running that thing as long as he has, that is
amazing,
unbelievable in itself. I mean, you've run a restaurant. Imagine running a rock club for 30 plus years. Yeah. Good Lord, Joe's done.
What's the story? He won it in Vegas.
Won money in Vegas playing blackjack and started this bar, and it's been a Phoenix institution. Yeah, that is definitely something that hit me yesterday, and it was actually emotional. Like I'm like, oh, that's brutal. And I don't know if it's Joe saying, I quit, I'm done with this, it's just too much, or if the money's just not there. There's got to be tons of it. Because, you know, I think he could get enough people to say, you know what, let's start paying attention and do a GoFundMe and get Joe, if he needs that, if he wanted to do it. But I don't know that I would want to do it if I was him anymore. But, yeah, he's closing Joe's Grotto. Brutal. A musical institution in this town.
Hey, posted yesterday or... Thanks, everybody. I appreciate all the years of support, and that's it. I mean, it doesn't really say, like,
he's
what the date is or anything.
Joe's just a great dude, too. You used to go there all the time. Didn't you have a relative work there?
Well, my aunt used to live there for a while.
That's right.
That was her home base.
Yeah, it was always good there. Oh, that's
she became like the bar mom. You ever have, you know, some of those bars, they bring the food in for all the employees.
Called a bar fly, actually.
Yeah.
Bar mom is yuck.
No, she's a drunk. She's a horrible
she's an alcoholic. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, she was an awful
and she
drunk.
Brings in sloppy, like, weird wreath Christmas cookies in June.
Oh, I used to DJ at a club, and she would show up, and I'd look over, and her face would be falling down into the table.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's so hammered.
That's a horrendous amount of drunk.
Yeah. She'd pull it up every once in a while, look, and then stumble a little. And
I've never seen
my favorite song.
Off of television or movies, I've never seen just face down bouncing off a table drunk.
Funny
ever.
To watch.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I'm trying to work. I look over. Oh, there
That's
she is.
My aunt.
My lovely aunt.
We are family. Hey, everybody, raise your hands for me and my aunt.
Handles. She'd buy handles of rum.
And just guzzle.
Just constant. She'd always have a handle of
rum. She alive?
Unbelievably.
Man.
My mom died, but she lived. I don't know how that happened.
Your mom didn't make it, but her sister, sailing through life.
One she made her house time. Out of rum barrels.
Man. I met her. She was fun.
Oh, she's fun.
Yeah.
She'll disappear fun. For, you know, weeks on end. But
hey, so that's a family trait.
I'm getting emails saying that Joe's looking for another place, and he's closing that Joe's
Garage.
Oh,
really?
So hopefully that's true, and he gets another place.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be nice.
We'll have to find out the details.
Joe's a good dude.
The neighborhood push him out then?
I can't imagine.
Man.
That neighborhood's not pushing him out.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Have you been there?
Come on. 32nd Street and Thunderbird, is that right?
Yeah. They're welcoming anybody who wants to open a business.
It's not terrible, but yeah, they want their business nearby. Anyway, well, Joe, I hope it all works out. He's a good dude. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, Hooters has all those locations in the Valley. You can go there right now or wait until they're open and get your 2020 Hooters calendar, $14.99. You can do that today. It includes a collector's cup featuring Arizona Calendar Girls, plus a buck from every calendar sold donated to breast cancer research. So you can't beat that. Even if you're a weirdo who's like, I don't have a calendar, do it for the cause. Only at Hooters and get that
for
calendar
the kids,
today.
For Christmas.
It's for the kids, Brady. It's for breast cancer for kids. No.
The calendar.
Right. Oh, you can hand them to the children. I see. As a gift. I thought you meant the charity.
No.
Not a real call for that. Although, some people. Why isn't that a thing? Can't get breast cancer when you're a kid, can you?
You can get cancer.
I'm sure you can.
I mean, cancer, but I don't know, like breast cancer. I don't even know. Like when can.
Probably
when,
a few cases out there.
You know, like starts once they start developing boobs. I've never heard of this. It must be after a certain amount of time with breasts. They're all bad news. They cause trouble for men and women. Let's fix that. Get your Hooters calendar today. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
Happy National Nut Day.
Mm.
Got a couple of fun facts. This is a good one.
Hey, wait a minute. It's Nut Day.
Yeah.
Ironically, on the day that Jimmy Carter smashed himself into the earth again and broken his pelvis, peanut farmer and former president in that order, Jimmy Carter, on Eric's death pool for the past 6 years with brain cancer.
Fast tracking it now.
Broken leg, broken hip. We said it about the broken hip. Broken hips kill old people. He got better and started touring again.
He's a Terminator.
He had some procedure done. His face looks like he beat him up in the streets, and he drops and he breaks his pelvis.
Evidently, he was doing some parkour stuff.
The thing is, he's got so much medical attention available to him, he probably won't die from an infection, which is usually what hip breaks do.
Right, because they'll get it.
Yeah. So he'll never get the infection. It'll keep him mobile and, you know, atrophy and all that other stuff. But he's 90-plus years old. He eventually has to go. Either way, happy peanut day, everybody.
A couple of fun facts. 93% of the people who survive a suicide attempt will not go on to kill themselves at a later date.
Oh, nice.
So when you get one out of your system,
yep,
pretty much
you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, immune to suicide.
Of the time.
How come I always hear about multiple suicide attempts then with people who are really loony?
Well, they're not part of that percentage.
Oh, it's 93%. It's pretty high. You know, it's only 7% try more than once.
So by that rationale, should we let them jump and then if they survive, then they'll probably not do it again?
Well, if they survive. Well, if they don't survive, I guarantee you they won't do it again.
That's
so it is kind of a weighted.
So they won't do it again either way, usually.
Looks like it.
So let them go.
Survivors of a suicide attempt. which are technically survivors of suicide.
They're going to have to learn the hard way. That's what my mom used to say. Learn the hard way.
Smoke the whole pack, kid. So if you try to cut your head off and it doesn't work,
the Backstreet
Boys, probably not
going
to do that again.
The Backstreet Boys were named after an outdoor flea market in Orlando, Florida, called the Backstreet Market. Teens would hang out there in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
That was their big hang.
A flea market.
Yep. The Secret Service agent who saved Ronald Reagan's life during an assassination attempt in 1981, said he was inspired to become an agent when he was a kid, and he saw the movie Code of the Secret Service, starring
Ronald Reagan. That's right. Also, Secret Service agent did a good job. So did James Brady's head.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good block.
Yeah, he was leading the league in blocks that year. He was the Hakeem Olajuwon of blocks in 1980.
New survey on ghosts, John. 45% of Americans say they believe ghosts are real.
Mm-hmm.
45% believe demons are real.
Oh, they're worse.
And 13% believe that vampires are real.
13%?
Yep.
How many with the demons?
45.
Yeah. Wow. By definition, not like this guy is acting like a demon, but they honestly believe hellborn apparitions are monkeying with their food.
And of those, they say 36% of the people say they've actually felt the presence of a supernatural being, like a ghost or a spirit. 13% say they've communicated directly with the ghost of someone who died.
All right, so I'm going to bring this up. Lisa, you know, I have a tough time every once in a while about my mom dying.
Sure.
Lisa sends me a thing, wants to go to a place where I can talk.
Seance? Do it.
I'm not doing
it. Do it.
What would I say anyway? What
Nothing.
Do you say?
Sit quietly and just
don't.
Let them do the work.
You'd be mad because they're going to bring up something that's going to piss you
Here's
off.
Here's the thing. Don't say anything. If they're any good, they'll tell you.
Right. Don't answer leading questions.
And just know it's all generalization. But yeah, don't answer anything. Say, you're the one who's talking to her. I need information. She's dead.
Ask her.
Yeah.
Hey, you should know, right?
Yeah, you're the one who's talking to the dead person. What am I? I'm just here. I'm just a visitor.
Well, if you're going to be a skeptic, you can leave.
She wants to go talk to your mom. And you know what they'll tell you?
And she'll talk to her dad, I guess.
Right,
I don't know.
They'll tell you they loved you. Thank you for everything. And it'll put you at ease because that's the goal with that kind of stuff. Now, if you want to come to my seance, I'll talk to your mom.
Answers might be a little different.
And it's going to be the truth.
Here's the spookiest
part. Why did you
part.
Do that to me at the end there? And I'm going to haunt
home.
You forever.
Yeah, that'd
home.
Be great.
They rape me.
I went to John's seance. Now I'm even worse.
Yeah, this is not good. Look at the surveillance video, she said, when she was in the home, and then smell someone named Raul's fingers.
Oh, man. That's awful.
Perhaps.
That's pretty awful.
I was in a cocoon. Some sort of cocoon. Was she big on butterflies? Or no, she was she was cocooned by Raul and his friends.
Although you were lubing up her ashes.
That's
earlier.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like your seance.
Why are my ashes cherry lubricated?
You should do that, though. You could have an honest seance.
I could have it. Ooh, she's not liking this. Well, that one time that John Edwards got mad at that lady because he's like, she's dead. Your aunt's dead, and she did not like your mother. She's like, no, they were best friends. No, she did not like your mother. Said she was mean. It's like, good. Never had a bad word to say. And then he goes, well, she's being a bitch right now. And he got all mad because the lady wasn't cooperating. Because guess why? He wasn't really talking to the dead lady. They don't talk to us. If you could really prove you did that, go get your Nobel Prize and then change the world. Because what you are is just a carnival barker with a parlor trick. You're not talking to the dead. You're imagining stuff and you're preying on somebody's emotions.
But you don't know that for sure either.
We're all pretty much the same deep down. And when it comes to emotion and death, you can say little things that'll spark somebody to give you just
sure,
enough information.
And I understand that, but
those people
you don't
are
know,
swindlers.
You don't have proof one way or the other.
I do.
No,
they're
don't.
Swindlers. They're swindlers. I'm not the one saying I can do it, so I don't have a burden of
good
proof.
Good observers.
I don't have a burden of proof. They do. They say they can talk to the dead. They have the burden of proof. I don't. I sit back and say, you can't prove what
it
you're
is.
Saying at all.
You hear every now and then. You know, they come up with something that's, wow, I don't know how they would.
How do they know that?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You see that on TV.
Yeah.
And it's set up. When Tommy Davidson said, when he came in and said, I did that thing for TV, they gave me $20,000 and said, give us some information about your mom. And then he toured around with that medium in his old house.
Yeah.
And the guy would say things and he would have to react. He's like, it's all crap. And I knew it was. I did it for the money. And he goes, the whole show is set up. You give them all the information. They use it later. And then everybody goes,
I believe most of it is crap. There might be, I don't know, one or two people out there.
There could be somebody who could do it. But you know what they wouldn't do? Charge you for it. With a gift like that, you're going to go out and make that work. They're not going to do, you know, maybe, but that I can't imagine that that's the goal with it. If you really are like, oh, my God, I've got this thing, you're going to go to a scientist and say, figure it out because I can do it. I can prove there's an afterlife. I can prove it.
Yeah.
Come on.
One last thing about the survey on ghosts and vampires. This is probably the spookiest part of the survey. 7% of the people said Mounds bars are their favorite candy.
7%. Same amount that try suicide twice. It's the exact same number. 93% say Mounds, not their favorite candy bar because it's chocolate, it's a nut.
Coconut.
And then it's the hair from a barbershop.
Yeah, it's awful.
No, it's just the coconut gel and dark chocolate.
Oh, that's right, because the nut is Almond Joy. That's right.
You kind of have to go out of your way to find Mounds now. I mean, they're not in vending machines.
Well, you can go to Sun City because that's the only people who likes them.
The Mounds capital of Arizona.
They get mad at me down at the – because Lane and New Debbie have that big bucket of candy, and every once in a while they'll pour in the assorted mix, and Almond Joys get in there, and I just chuck them out onto the floor because I'm like, yuck, there's roaches in here.
Some people like them.
I'm like, yeah, well, I'll give them to Shirley later.
How did you know?
Shirley the one?
Shirley's in the generation that would enjoy Almond Joys.
I do enjoy finding whatchamacallits, though, everyone.
Love a whatchamacallit. Yeah. 100 grand bars, whatchamacallits, forget about it.
They're hard to find, but they're out there.
According to an intimacy coach named Leah Holmgren, if you watch a horror movie, it'll increase your chances of having sex.
Yeah.
So on a date night, watch scary movies.
Now, Larry, not by yourself. You have to have a lady with you. You can't just have a horror movie and then run out with a boner. That's called rape.
Well, not necessarily. You know, you could run out with a boner and then a girl like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many chicks like that one.
You don't think so?
Not classy ones, really.
Ooh. He's got a boner.
Those guys with the sweatpants in the strip club with their boner.
Yeah, they got money.
Leah says when you're watching horror movies, we have a state of fear and anxiety, and it makes us have stronger feelings of sexual attraction.
Your mom's saying something to me right now. It's this is a question. Did you really a retard in the shower?
No, I did not.
She's looking at it right now. She's looking at the tape of your life. She says that
God, I hope
constantly rewinding.
If that's true, then I don't want to go.
And the God told her that it's 40%, not quarter retard. It was 40% retard, almost half.
Didn't bang her. Didn't even make it anywhere.
Got turned down.
Ouch.
Shut down.
Zing. Go the strings. That hurts.
There's a 32-year-old woman named Maritza Sibuls of Naperville, Illinois, and on Friday night, she put her 18-month-old son down in his crib for the night, and she saw something terrifying on the baby monitor. There was a ghost baby in the crib with her son.
What are you doing? What is this, all Halloween?
She went into his room. There was no sign of the ghost baby, but there was vividly on the monitor. She couldn't sleep all night because she kept going back to her and like it would show up again on the monitor. There's a picture of it. She goes back there, and her husband hadn't put the mattress cover under the sheet, and the label of the mattress had a picture of a baby on it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Ghost
baby.
So she would look at the baby.
Ghost baby!
Why would you be afraid of a ghost baby anyway? I'm not afraid of real babies, let alone ones I can kick through.
It almost looks like it's sleeping on top of another baby.
What's a ghost baby going to do? And by the way, if there are ghost babies that are dangerous, another reason to say, you God, I'm going to send back babies with
evil. They have those in the spirit store. Have you seen them? The
ghost
little,
babies?
The, yeah. Well, they have the babies with like the razor sharp teeth.
Oh, they look like they jump out at you.
Horrifying. Yeah. But those are more horrifying than an actual ghost infant. I'm more afraid of the plastic thing at spirit than I am the ghost baby. What's he gonna do? I'll eat all your strained peas.
Little ankle biter.
Ah, where are the strained carrots and such?
I didn't know this was your haunted Brady report. We could have had Halloween music going.
Should have had different music.
You and Laser must have been setting up last night.
Elizabeth Hickson's 22 years old. She lives in Ohio. All right. She was arrested last week after she entered the home on Erica Hill. Vampire. Went through the door. The door was open, and Erica hears a noise. Dog bark and some movement.
No, not that.
Never. And she gets up and goes to the bathroom and finds this girl, Elizabeth Hickson, with her 2-year-old daughter, trying to give her daughter a bath.
In the toilet?
In the middle of the night.
In her house?
In her house. She just walks in. The stranger walks in the house, gets the 2-year-old, decides to give it a bath.
Trying to give someone else's kid a bath.
Yes.
That lady's kid. Oh,
yeah.
I thought the lady who broke in had her
facing
baby.
She was under a spell, Brady.
Charge.
Ooh, it's the hand that rocks the cradle.
Yep.
That could be it.
Baby
could have been
fever.
Maybe a ghost baby told her to do it. And if there's anybody in their car right now going, that's real, drive your car off a cliff.
The spirit of a dead woman that never had kids.
That's right.
Got into her.
A frigid, unlovable woman. Childless, miserable. Haunts everybody. You should wash babies. That's actually a nice thing. A ghost told me that I should clean your child. Well, thanks. That's fantastic. A ghost told me to wash your car.
Well, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit the hay.
Knock yourself out.
And you know where she goes. I mean, obviously, you know your way around a baby. And the ghost woman that will tell you how this works. A ghost told me to mow your lawn. Oh, no, not that.
I.
So far, they've never done anything bad. I can't get over this ghost thing because you know how hard you'd laugh if you just somebody sitting across from you is just crying their eyes out. Like, my wife was murdered. Is that right? Oh my God, that's terrible. Yes, it turns out a ghost came in there. You'd be like, you're serious? You think a ghost killed your wife? They don't do anything. There's no danger in ghosts. It's weird that we feel that.
A St. Louis high school has canceled the rest of their football season. And fired every coach on staff.
It's about time.
Cardinal Ritter College Prep was the high school. They're 7-0. One of the players had been suspended. But he put on a different jersey, different number, and went under another name. The kid's name.
They're sneaking him in.
Yeah, they snuck him in. Bill Jackson was his real name. The night that they were playing their rival, he went under he was a freshman by the name of Marvin Burks.
Marvin Burks had the best game of his life.
He had 109 yards on the ground, including a 56-yard touchdown run. They won 32-21. Then that's where they found out the whole ruse happened.
Yeah, because Marvin's son was the wide receiver.
The head coach said, it was kind of a mistake, but I didn't have any idea that the suspension meant that particular game, and
sure,
I didn't know about the jersey thing.
They put him in a different jersey.
All right, everybody's fired. I like those meetings where the guy just has no other options. Just go, all right, if you've even been in this room, you're fired. Everybody's fired. There's no turning around. And then there was this ghost, and he was doing a thing where he talked to the team every Friday. Wait a minute, a ghost? You would never believe it. You kind of believe in ghosts. But if anybody told you at a very important moment that ghosts came in and told you to do something, you'd be like, shut up. So it's weird how we pick and choose when
they
exist.
You're right about the actual, destruction or...
Anything.
Yeah.
Any advice, anything. If a ghost told me at one point that I should probably... Like, shut up.
Okay, they knocked over a potted plant on the table, and that was for, I guess, signaling get out of the house.
You know what I think ghosts are? Cats. They have the exact same
destruction.
Destruction. Like they'll knock stuff off of counters and they're like, we've got ghosts.
All ghosts are cats?
No, I'm saying that they have the same
a lot
tendencies
of the,
as cats.
Given
like,
to
yeah, ghosts. Yeah, I think a lot of cats do stuff and people think ghosts do it because cats are very fast.
And they can get up in places you'd never imagine.
You'd never guess. Like something just fell off the shelf way up high. Like, you have a cat? I do, but he can't jump. You'd be surprised. My fat Elgato Diablo stood next to a 7-foot fence while I said, he's too fat to get up that fence. I don't have to worry about him. And that thing in one leap, bunk, standing on the fence. I mean, he's like a manhole cover, this cat. He's fat as can be. He was on that thing like in nobody's business. They can get up there.
The king of Thailand had to fire his concubine, 34-year-old concubine. She was stripped of all royal titles. She became the concubine about 4 months earlier. And they said a strange ceremony requiring her to be on her knees.
Mm.
She was
strange about that, Brady.
Well, that's what they were saying in Thailand.
Strange, because he wasn't actually doing anything to her.
But King Maha Vajira Longkorn fired his longtime girlfriend, who was the concubine.
Right.
Her name was Sininat.
It doesn't
Wong Vajira Padki.
You just wanted to say all these names.
Yeah. So wait.
What happened was, his wife said, the Queen Suthida, she said, okay, you can have her as a concubine in the royal court.
The girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
What's the difference between a girlfriend and a concubine?
Well, basically, same thing. Then she started going after the queen stuff. She wanted the throne. So she started to conspire.
Yeah, because they're women. They don't like each other.
There's a picture of her.
Huh. I would like to be in a position of power someday where I can fire my relationships.
Gotta look for some new talent.
Yeah, I mean, not divorce, but
right.
I'm sorry we're letting you go.
Listen.
Seems awesome.
By the way, honey, what do you think of her?
What do I get? Not in America. It's time for you to go find another job.
Step into my bedroom.
Yeah. I'm going to have to let you. Who's this lady? It's my witness. She's with HR. Hey, look, it's not working out. You're really good. Things were good, but I don't see any more growth here. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I've already hired out. I've got two new ones in your place. Firing relationships is a strong position.
25-year-old Tyler Moon from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, was running a 10-mile race earlier this month in Minneapolis. Instead of having his name printed on his bib, he had it say, Jesus Saves. Well, around the eighth mile of the race, Tyler collapsed. Turned out he had an undiagnosed irregular heartbeat, which caused him to have a heart attack. But Tyler was saved by Jesus.
No, by medical professionals.
Nope, a guy named Jesus Bueno of Lakeville, Minnesota, was running behind him. And
I like this.
And Jesus is a registered nurse.
A medical professional.
So he stopped running, told someone to call 911, and performed CPR until the paramedics got there.
And then they saved him. Jesus saves.
Yep.
You know who was nowhere in sight? Jesus Christ.
It gets even better in the Jesus story, John. You'll enjoy this one. Eric, you'll enjoy it. Toledo, you too. Everyone's going to enjoy this.
Okay, Brady, we get
Jeremy,
it.
Jeremy, not so
a
much.
Good story.
I'm psyched.
Boy, the buildup better
all
pay
right,
off.
Everybody listening, just line up. Brady's going to name off your enjoyment of this. Before
you might want to pull over in your car.
It's a really good story.
That's what we used to make fun of Chuck about.
Yeah. You, Toledo, you'll like this. Eric, I believe you have three ears. Brady, you're a French prostitute. I was at Camelback Ranch the other day. What the hell? Why did he assign us roles? This better be a good story, Brady, because you just said everyone will enjoy it, and that's a high bar.
Linda Evans Shepherd, who is a Christian writer, in one of her books, she's talking about one of the chapters, that it's a book on prayer. It's called Charisma. She said she once prayed a silly prayer asking God to tell her the winning lottery numbers when the jackpot had surpassed $1 billion. Immediately, a series of numbers came to mind. She said, I grinned.
Because you were thinking about...
I didn't really believe that they're the actual numbers that would win, so I didn't stop to play the game. But the next day, these were the very numbers that popped up at the ping pong ball during the drawing. If I had played them, I would have won $1 billion.
Me too.
Yep. And she said, and I just thought about how much that money would have paid for the ministry that I wanted to do. But she said,
God talked you out of buying
the
ticket.
What? She said she could have done a lot with that money, but I asked God if I screwed up. And God said, you did exactly what he expected her to do.
You're
in my
bitch.
Inner ear of my soul, I heard the Lord whisper, I knew you wouldn't play the numbers. That's why I gave them to you when you asked. I wanted to show you that you really can hear my voice.
Go get your Nobel Prize.
She needs to be on TV.
top seller on Amazon, her books.
All right, everybody, here's tonight's winning lotto.
Pay attention.
7, 15, 31. Peter. My God turns into Joe when I've got allergies.
Wonder if next time she'll write down the numbers.
Then go
and play.
Go to Sweden and get some neurons put on your brain and ask God for more stuff. And when he talks, we'll see where that works. And we'll get you your Nobel Prize and you'll be the richest person in the world because you've proven something no one else has ever done.
Can we get some secrets of the universe? You know, like what's going on? You know, what's this all about?
What else have you missed on?
Those are in the other chapters.
Yeah.
Oh. You have to buy the book.
Oh, charisma.
You know, I spoke to God once.
Yeah, about what?
Lotto numbers. I didn't play them, but he gave me the correct ones.
And your proof is?
Bupkis.
Oh, right. So you're walking around with absolutely zero evidence in your claims, and you wanted me to buy a book?
Uh-huh.
And it's called nonfiction. Okay. You know what you are? God just told me. You're a moron. God just whispered that right in my head just now. Can't prove it, just like you can't, but I believe it to be true. And it's the closest I've ever been to him.
In Menominee, Wisconsin. There was a base jumper jumping off a tower. Mm-mm. He was jumping off a cell tower. He ended up calling police on himself after his parachute caught a guy wire.
Oh, boy.
Leaving him dangling upside down 50 feet above the ground. Pretty good picture.
It's part of the risk.
He was up there for a while. They had to get the cherry picker.
Jeez, that's horrifying. Because if you're sitting, if you're just a few minutes or a few feet away from
this. Cut him down, took him to the hospital.
I forget. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
Good God, no.
I wasn't sure if you'd done the skydiving or not. Good plane? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Well, what was wrong with the plane, I ask? You don't jump out of first class. That's ridiculous.
This is what happens.
No. Good Lord. American frowns on that. I'm going to open the door and hop out of here if you don't mind. No.
Didn't you do that that thing where you kind of float?
Oh, the indoor one.
Yeah, the indoor one.
Oh, I did skydiving in there. That's neat.
Okay.
More fun to watch all the fat teens try to get up in the air and then see their miles per hour. They post the miles per hour of the wind. And so you go in there and they're like, how much do you weigh? I'm like 193 pounds. Then you step on the scale. 195. I'm like, all right, don't make a show of it. I was off by two. And then some girl gets on behind me and she's like 16. I want to go in the thing. What do you weigh? Say it out loud.
218.
224. They slide her into this suit.
Some of the teens outweighed you?
Oh. Have you seen American teens? She slides into this suit. She's standing behind me, and she looks like kind of a pig in a spacesuit. And I go in there. And my nose is huge, so it's grabbing all the
nostrils
air.
Nostrils flaring. Little drag.
There's pictures of me. It just looks like pig snout. And I'm about 8 feet off the ground, and I'm, yay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And then look over, and I say, hey, they got me up to like 102 miles an hour to get me off the ground. I probably got up about 97. Porky lays on the net. Just laying on the net still. We need more fans. She gets up a little bit. She's just literally, it's like somebody's bouncing a fat person off of a trampoline a little bit.
I'm flying.
I broke the top.
Yeah.
Broke the seal. They had to shut it down.
No, that thing was up like 118 miles an hour. And they post your miles an hour. She got to 124 to get her really good. But she only got off the ground like 3 feet. And then, God forbid, she spread her little fingers. Because she went right back onto the net. Thinking of it's making me laugh. Because I was going to go, you get to go a couple of times
too.
She's
bouncing on the net.
She was just on it. And this big pig face smile. And she can't, like, the thing won't go. And you just hear that fan. Like, it wasn't making that much noise with me, was it? Oh, no.
We'll end it with a quick radio video. This is a home security video of a tree crashing into someone's living room. They live in Lusby, Maryland, 60 miles south of Washington, D.C.
Nobody died?
Family, there's two teenage daughters were in the living room when it happened. You can see one of them completely snaps in shock, and you'd understand why.
A tree just destroyed your entire house. Yeah, that's
shocking. You got to get the sound
you
up.
You can understand why.
Start it over.
Rewind that noise. Oh, my God. They're in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Oh, they're right there on the couch. I didn't even see them.
Okay.
Is there a move? Is that a storm or just the tree
that's
just quit?
That's the tree. Tree crushed.
All right. That's not helping.
You can see it in the look out
she
the goes patio
back
window.
Again. Keep
look
it
out
rolling.
The patio window.
What's
that's the dog, I think. Gizmo.
Yeah, Gizmo. Is Gizmo under the tree?
Gizmo got the F out.
Yeah, Gizmo. Oh,
screaming. You know you're
what
not
this,
helping.
You know what this video needs? A dad to calm everybody down.
Jesus.
This is
where's Gizmo?
Misery of single motherhood right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that one I wish the tree would have hit.
The tree!
We know.
He's yes. calling dad now on the phone.
Oh, yeah, dad. We need help. We need a man. Immediately.
You might want to just leave the house. You go outside.
God, I would push another tree over on her.
She finally calms down and says, Mom, are we going to stay here tonight?
Yeah, I got to say, Mom's keeping it together.
She is.
This kid is... I'd give that thing up for adoption now. Yeah. Good Lord, you are not good in pressure situations, ma'am.
Yeah, something could still shift. Get the hell out of there.
Why are they just sitting
They're
there?
Sitting there screaming.
Did they find Gizmo?
Mom went outside and said, honey, you're 2 feet off. You just missed her.
Just missed it.
I thought I heard a chainsaw. Turns out it was ghosts.
Man.
Did Gizmo make it?
As far as I know.
Follow-ups, Brady.
Let's
follow-ups.
Just say Gizmo
got,
made it.
Gizmo I got nothing on Gizmo.
Did the chick went right on like Facebook or something, started to shout out the events? Like who does it? Who has a tree land in their house and then just
she
screams
went,
out?
Live Instagram.
Yeah. A tree just landed on her. Of course it did. We know that. Move out immediately. Get out of there. It might not be done. Tree looked pretty big. Were they Swiss Family Robinson? How close was that tree?
In the Midwest, you got some big.
I know, but like right sitting leaning on the house.
My dad told me that last hurricane that hit down there in Florida, one of the trees in our yard just missed their you know how they have the pool area and they have they're all caged in Florida.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
missed
bugs.
That. I'm like, damn it, I wish I would have hit it should have hit him just to scare him
just
a little.
To move him.
No, he thinks he's bulletproof now because of these hurricanes.
Oh, he's 2 for 2.
I know. It's ridiculous. He needs to get scared a little bit. Just take out some expensive stuff at least.
This guy makes a good point. He said, if there's one person out there who can talk to the dead, I guarantee they'd be miserable and kill themselves. Millions and billions and trillions of people have died. And if they find out one of us can hear them, he'll never sleep again.
Well, that's Ghost, right? Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, but that's just one ghost. You imagine like if it gets word out.
Remember she was
that's right.
They
she
were all
talk
coming
to that's
talk
right.
to her.
They always knocking on doors. They understand you're the lady who can hear us. Can I talk to my kids?
Oh, great.
Oh, Christ, I'll get my shoes.
It was driving her nuts. Remember, she was sitting
That's
in
That's right, I forgot about
they're
that.
They're all around her.
That movie's horrible. Man, does that thing not hold up at all. Terrible movie.
And boy, chicks there. Love that movie,
they
though.
Ate that thing up. Watch it now, and you're like, people liked this?
F you, John. If ghosts aren't real, explain how my doors open and slam close, lights turn on and off, and faucets turn on.
It's not happening, or imagine.
You're operating them?
Yeah, your fingers. And
I had it in my house.
A faucet turned
lights
on.
Lights were off. And
they turned on? It's an electrical problem. What did ghosts do before we had electricity? Light your candle?
Lisa's like, that's your mom.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they would light candles.
I'm trying to sleep. Turn the lights off. Never paid a bill, and she's coming in here wrecking that now. Come on.
Oh, they were on full blast.
Screw Gizmo. My girlfriend just brought home 7 cats. She now has 7 dogs and 12 effing cats. It's way too many. Please, take some. Please.
I don't want any of your cats. This is your decision.
Yeah, you need to have a serious talk.
So the guy said a good prank is to buy a lotto ticket after the drawing with the winning numbers and then ask the pranky to check the numbers the next morning. They think they've won.
Oh, that's fun.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah, do that.
That's a good one.
Let's do that to Toledo.
Or to find the house of a super religious person that thinks they can talk to God and then whisper lotto numbers in their ears. And have them spend like, buy like 20,000 to use all your money.
on these tickets, all of it.
It's the same thing.
You have to do it my way.
Okay, it's like when Bart Simpson convinced Rod and Todd when he had his Mr. Microphone that he was God and he would make them do stuff. It was great.
Guy says, I don't know, John. My wife's uncle was murdered and buried out in the forest. Her grandma went to a psychic because no law enforcement agency could find him. Psychic told him exactly where to find him, and they did end up finding him right where they said. Her grandma has been a believer in their abilities Lucky. Ever since. Bilking money.
Watch John Oliver talk about those psychics, and he has that lady who says she can find dead bodies.
Just takes one.
And they show him a picture of a missing child from 20 years ago. It's like, here it is. Said, oh, I'm so sorry to tell you that he's dead. It's like, oh, my God, he is. Yeah, I know for sure. I've been visited. And then they left the restaurant, and they showed a picture of the boy that she was talking about sitting in the booth next to her.
Right.
And he went outside and said, so, he's dead, huh? It's like, yeah, I'd like to introduce you to the boy right now. Oh. Mm. That's inconvenient, isn't it? That's all she said. It sure is. Quit with people's lives.
Screw ghosts. Not one of you insensitive pricks asked Toledo if his ex-wife is okay.
Why?
From the video.
That, she didn't need a tree to fall through the house. I can't imagine what she'd sound like. So I guarantee
that would be the one moment she's calm,
like,
John.
Would you look at that? I told that idiot he was overwatering.
John, if you think about it, Gizmo had the effing chainsaw. He's out of there.
Ladies, let me just tell you this. Sorry, I got some
of my Gizmo
eye.
Heard that.
Yeah.
So much
Here's
early,
the thing.
He was gone.
Can you imagine, Brady, at your house right now, you and Kirby and Ronnie are sitting on the couch, and a massive oak tree falls
through. We got a big tree next to our yard.
And just say that
tree that one.
Falls into your house and crushes it. And you, as the man of the house,
have to
start going, She would leave you in a day or two.
We'd be in real trouble.
Yeah, there's no logical reason to behave that way in any situation. It doesn't benefit you at all.
Unless your leg's lopped off or something.
Oh, sure. That's an injury.
Yeah, then you're going to yell.
That's definitely a thing.
Then you can get some screams.
But if a tree just bashes into the house and you lose your mind, she's going to look at you like this?
Yep, that's what did it.
I have to.
And you'd stop. You'd finally calm down and you'd look at her and go, it's over.
Yeah, we're done here, right? But you can do it, and it's a reasonable display of something. If a man ever did that, it would be awful.
That guy got away with it barely.
But my point
at the NFL game.
No, it was a meme. He didn't get away with anything. It became a viral sensation.
Yeah, we've had multiple Brady videos with dudes.
Sure,
there,
and it's hilarious. And they are less men afterwards. But my point being, because that's usually your reaction in situations that are perilous or scary. That's why you only get 70% of the money. We're not going to pay you the same until that stops.
Start killing some bugs.
Start stepping on spiders. Stop freaking out over dumb stuff, and you'll get the 100. You'll get the full pull. But until then, 75 max. We can't rely on you in a pressure situation when this is an option for you.
I'll pick up the dead bird.
Right. Without you standing behind me running in place going, is he out? It's like, calm down. I've got this. 100% 75. There's a reason.
When there's a noise at the door or outside.
You go take a look. Yeah. Don't even wake me. Don't even wake me. Because if you said, John, there's a noise outside. And I went, what? You would leave me.
We're done here, right?
Yeah, this is pretty much, that was mine. My bad, really, right? The whole thing when I lost my control and screamed at the top of my lungs. You're right. I should be alone. If at any time in my life I said the words, oh my God, Megan, there's a pocket vacation! Open! 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 She would not get off the couch and go, I've got this. Calm down. She would then start screaming as loud as I'm screaming. It's chaos. Therefore, 175. Clean it up, ladies, or you don't get the eeks. We're 100% more reliable when it comes to pressure situations.
Now, what if you're a guy and you have a weakness?
Like what?
Like, you know, Indiana Jones had snakes.
Right.
Right.
Did he ever scream?
Did Indiana Jones...
How bad would that movie have been?
When he saw that snake, did he go...
Well, the women don't even faint. I would take fainting as a natural reaction much more than I do the screaming.
Ronnie's very close. She collapses.
How bad would it have been in that movie? Like, you're in love with Indy. And then they do that thing and he goes, ah! Ah! Snake! He can't be my hero in this film. He's a meltdown artist.
My stepson Aaron had a little issue with birds. He's got a... Well, Lisa showed him the birds when he was a little kid.
The movie.
The movie The Birds.
So he's got a little
PTSD.
We
watched it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, so... Good stuff. So he's had this irrational fear of birds like his
whole
life.
Does he scream?
Nobody runs away.
Okay, that's almost the same. So he'll never
so
be...
So his girlfriend... Yeah. His girlfriend... They were in the house and there was a bird that got in and Aaron... couldn't deal with it, so the girlfriend had to take care of the bird.
She's going to leave him. This is not going to last forever.
No. It's just that's the only thing. No, he can handle
you
all the other
stuff.
You got
three bird incidents with a woman before
Birdie's
she's like,
out.
I'm not doing this. I'm not going to. She can't imagine being in a situation introducing her beloved to some important people in her life, and he's looking at the sky because there's a couple pigeons nearby, and then he flips out and runs away. If you're at a work function and they're like, it's nice to meet you, Aaron. I've heard an awful lot about you.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hey, you're a really fine young man.
Sparrow!
What's wrong with your husband there?
It's funny to see. We'll be at the
she
zoo.
She left me.
And
I was attacked by a chickadee. I have to move back in for a couple weeks, Eric. My girlfriend left me.
It's just birds, though. He's okay with everything.
I know. They're everywhere. That's going to backfire.
That is a problem. They are all over.
Yeah. And they're harmless, and he's afraid of them. His mom's fault. I'm not saying it's not real. It's just going to inhibit him from having true love with a normal person.
That's amazing, that one movie. Because I know it hits everyone differently, but like we were watching it yesterday afternoon, and Kirby's thing was, is this supposed to be scary? The effects are
different. Well, yeah, they're
terrible.
It's 1966.
I go, but you understand when it came out. You know, I have to explain that. Yeah. I go, it's just.
Well, he didn't. What is Kirby, 11, 12?
Yeah. He probably saw it when
he saw it. Yeah, he was real. Yeah.
Before you understand what special effects were. Like, oh,
right.
Weird.
That's not real.
And then
shaky
they are
birds.
Pecking. They are pecking.
Yeah, he thought all birds would attack you.
Yeah. And that I understand. I don't like bees at all. But if I'm in a situation where I'm like, hi, you're the president of Zamunda, and a bee lands on me, I'm like, I don't like this. And I'm going to buckle down, but I'm not going to start screaming and run around. You're acting like my dad used to say that all the time. Is at that balloon fiesta, and I started to do it. Be a man. You're acting like a retard. Tugging me around because I hated the sound of those balloons. They're right there on the ground. They're loud, and I'd never been around it. I didn't know what I was in for. I was eight. I just remember I got my arm ripped out of my socket. Be a man. You're acting like a retard.
Dads are so much more vicious to their
it's
sons.
It's so true.
Like with a girl, like your daughter, you're going to be like, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Get this, on my shoulders.
Now you have to say, it's okay you react like a lunatic. That's why you get 75% of what men get.
So all women do this.
Yeah, it's okay. You're irrational and insane. But we can't pay you the same because of it. So quit asking until you get this all mopped up.
This
whole thing right here you're doing? This one needs to get mopped up before we can give you the full pull. This is ridiculous. Oh, it's
every
840,
bit of it.
Every bit of it. We'll still give you jobs as managers, but you're not going to get paid the same. Because you're nuts. And any man who does it loses his job. Like, you get zero. At least you're getting 70. There's a trip. There's a bug. Oh, he's fired. That's a ridiculous reaction.
Imagine that. Like a mouse. You have a at the press conference. At the White House.
Yeah.
The president. And I was going, okay, let's get back to questions.
Sorry, I just saw a bee. Did President Trump just run away from the podium and scream? We got to get rid of him. Impeach him on that. We're going to give you a chance at that Camaro in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.